states. One of the great discoveries of integral theory is that human beings have two major axes of growth, development, and evolution. One is called growing up and refers to the various lines or multiple intelligences as they grow and develop through the levels or structures of consciousness, the eight major levels which we already gave, which act as the hidden maps interpreting our world. The other is the growth and development of not structures, but states of consciousness. Through five or so major states, referred to as waking up. Why waking up? Because it is the process where human awareness progressively awakens from its limited, narrow, partial, finite, fragmented, tormented, and tortured egoic self through its everlasting subtle soul to its highest self to an ultimate divine unity consciousness, one with spirit and the entire universe at large. This ultimate realization is known as enlightenment, awakening, the great liberation, metanoia, moksha or freedom, the supreme identity. We will, at the end of today's discussion, be giving experiential practices to directly realize these higher states, particularly your highest or true self, and your ultimate oneness, suchness, or unity consciousness. For now, a few simple introductions. The exercises later, so stay tuned. The great wisdom traditions usually give four or five major states of consciousness, which appear in all humans from birth forward. Consciously awakening to all of them is traditional enlightenment. They are the waking state, where you are aware of the physical universe, your physical or gross body, and your physical reflecting ego, or gross self. This is often called the physical or gross realm. Then the dream state, where you are no longer aware of physical objects, but instead see an interior world of images, thoughts, symbols, emotions, and higher thoughts and feelings of universal love, bliss, joy, happiness. And you no longer have a gross physical body, but a subtle energy body. That is the shimmering, feeling, image body you have in the dream state. And its everlasting subtle self, usually called the soul. This is the luminous, subtle realm. Then the deep, dreamless sleep state. This is the very most subtle of all manifest states and realms. It is the first state to emerge in manifestation out of the infinite formlessness or pure emptiness realm. It's usually called the causal state. Causal because it's the cause of all the lower states and realms. The very subtlest patterns and forms that emerge in this causal realm are what the Greeks called archetypes, or primordial forms. Incredibly subtle forms of sound, color, shape, space, and time. Archetypes are the fundamental forms that you have to have before you can have any other forms at all. All other forms depend on them. If you're ever in deep, formless absorption meditation, as soon as you start to come out of that formless realm, the very first forms you see or hear are the causal archetypes. They're so subtle they sometimes can hardly be seen, which is why the deep dreamless state is indeed dreamless or imageless or formless. And it's also because it's bumping into the very next highest state, the pure emptiness state, or pure consciousness without an object, the pure witness. This state is simply called Turiya in Sanskrit, which means the fourth, for the simple reason that it's the fourth state after the first three, the gross, subtle, and causal. Turiya is the pure witness, the pure seer, the pure observing self, which is identified with no thing or event anywhere in the universe. It's a pure emptiness, their creator and observer and witness, one's own highest true self or real self, which is one with spirit. This is the infinite witness, your original face, the pure, dreamless, imageless, formless, empty realm of the observing true self, the real self, spirit in the supreme identity. That witness is felt within as the pure awareness that is right now aware of this room, aware of me talking, aware of all the objects arising moment to moment. And this pure witness is felt as a pure I amness, as a simple immediate feeling of being, right here, right now, pure consciousness itself, the source, goal, and ground of the entire universe. Now, the witness, as the pure source of awareness, will look at the world through whatever level or map the small self happens to be identified with. If the self is at red, the witness will look at the world through red. If at amber, it will look through amber at the world. If orange, through orange, and so on. That is why, as we'll see, the point is to grow and develop to the highest possible level of development now available in today's world around turquoise integral. That way, in addition to being aware of your pure self, your true self, you will be interpreting it to the various highest level possible. You will have identified with all lesser maps and views, making those hidden subjects into objects of the witness, thus disidentifying with them, and making room for the next higher level to emerge. When you're at the highest general level achieved by evolution so far, achieved by spirit itself so far, then not only do you have awareness of infinite pure emptiness, or your formless true self, you have access to the highest, most whole, most inclusive level of form available in the manifest world. You have combined the highest level of growing up with the highest state of waking up, and that is pure, ultimate, great perfection. So finally, as this witnessing self becomes one with everything that it witnesses, you no longer see the mountain, you are the mountain. You no longer look at the clouds, you are the clouds. You no longer feel the earth, you are the earth. That is the union of the formless, empty witness, or true self, with the entire world of all form today. That is the true union of emptiness and form. This non-dual awareness. Non-dual means not two. The infinite witness and all finite form are not two. The subject and object are not two. Nirvana and samsara are not two. Heaven and earth are not two. Emptiness and form are not two. You and God are not two. This is also sometimes simply called unity consciousness. With this ultimate state, human consciousness or wakefulness has started out with an identity with a gross realm, the ego self in the waking state, and moved into the subtle realm of the soul, then into the causal witness realm of the pure self, the true self, one with spirit, and from there to an identity with the entire world, spiritual and material, infinite and finite, heavenly and earthly, one and many. When this highest state of consciousness is combined with the highest level of consciousness, namely today, the integral level, then a radical, absolute, ultimate wholeness is the result.